Hello. Welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike. We're trying a new way to record this, so hopefully everything goes well. Right, Grandma?
I'm sure it will.
Grandma's the technician today.
Right, I'm sure it will go fine.
Okay. So cheers, Grandma.
Cheers to that. A new way of doing the podcast.
Today we're drinking Robert Mondavi. Is it the barrel bourbon? Bourbon barrel? I think it's the bourbon barrel one. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Very good.
We usually only drink Cabernet Sauvignon.
I know, but you know what? Your mother and Olivia purchased the case for me, and so we got what we got.
Yeah, well, it's
I can go in and take it off the shelf.
This is like one of my faves.
Good. Delish.
It has that Cabernet flavor that I love so much.
It really does.
It's very strong.
Okay. Okay for a Wednesday night.
So what's going on, Grandma?
Okay, I started to get myself in gear today.
Okay.
I'm having a very tough time.
Why so?
I don't know. I think the pandemic has got me like slow motion. I don't know why.
Me too. Everything's hard to do.
Exactly.
Everything's a struggle.
Got it today. I got on the phone and I organized my book club again. I gave them a date. I decided I'd be the start of it again because we lost count on whose turn it was to pick the book.
Uh-huh.
So I started it again. I'm going to do, I told them May 1st. Because by May 1st, all the women will have had their second vaccine.
Well, perfect.
So that's why we started.
That's the time to have a book club.
Yeah, so I said May 1st, we can go inside, we can go outside. I'm going to start it, like I said, because I lost count on whose turn it was. So we're going to read It's Time for Mercy by John Grierson. And I said, bring your own lunch for this time, and then we'll decide what we want to do for the future, like order out, or bring in, or continue with the sandwiches. We're going to be either inside or outside if it's nice. So,
well, you'll all have your shot, so like,
yeah, we can be outside,
you
but
can just
if it's
chill.
A nice day, if it's a nice day, we can go outside. If not, we can come inside. We're no problem. Nobody has to wear a mask. Everybody will be
vaccinated, ladies.
Yes.
Just living young and free.
Well, I want to. That's what I want to do. I just want to get back into the routine of something.
Almost, Grandma. Your shot's very soon.
Yes. Yes. And Mommy's got her shot now. She's going to get one March 31st.
Well, perfect. Everybody is moving and grooving.
We're getting there. Well, all my friends who's going to get the first shot the 5th, who's going to get the second shot the 31st, everybody will feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Getting in together. And we'll, like I said, we'll either go outside if it's nice, or we'll go inside, no masks, no worrying about this and that and the other thing, and we'll be, and then the second one is going to be June 12th. I already made it, because if I don't, I don't want to lose
the mojo.
Yes.
Got to keep the mojo going.
Because I'm losing it.
Keep the events stacked. Mm-hmm. So there's something to look forward to, because there's nothing to look forward to. It's just one sad, long highway.
Exactly.
With no end, only two lanes.
Yeah,
there's
know.
Nothing. There's no scenery.
I got it started last week with getting a new vanity for the bathroom, getting my tile floor upstairs down. I'm trying to get myself organized.
The important things.
Well, you know what? You didn't want anybody to come into the house during the pandemic, and you know, you weren't getting anything accomplished.
Well, I mean, I never get anything accomplished. I'm very lazy.
Well, and with this pandemic, everyone has gotten lazier.
Yeah, because they
got used to staying in the house, not going out, not bothering yourself to go open the door. You know, it's
the worst part. Now we have to let people in.
Yes, good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. What do I want? I don't want to say gossip.
I love to gossip. But I'm looking at work, though.
I'm looking forward to getting in the groove of things. You know, I did go to, Miller's Ale with, we have a private book club for three of us, and then we have the regular book club.
Wait, so the private book club, is that you just like...
Me, Jeannie, and Sue going to Miller Ale, having lunch, and talking about a book that we picked.
Right, but this is like, you guys are like the party people. Like, the other people are more cautious,
right,
obviously.
Yes.
You guys are like the...
Yeah, we're wild. Wild and crazy guy!
I mean, I don't know if you guys should be like out with the public, but...
No, we're not sitting near anybody. We take a booth all the way far away. Miller's is really... They give you a booth far away from everybody.
They see older ladies coming, and they ring the alarm.
Because
everybody move!
They say, the tip is coming, honey.
Everybody move! Get them a seat in the back. Yeah. Don't touch anything.
So, we've been doing...
They're here!
So, it's been good. It's we're doing good. We're doing... I'm getting at a little bit, but I'm still don't have that. What do you call it? The mojo?
Mojo, Grandma. Mojo.
I don't have that yet. I don't have that to do every day, to get out and, you know, run around.
No, me neither.
I'm looking forward to April. I have a few things in April. We have, my second vaccine. We have Easter Sunday. Who knows where I'll be. And Aunt Joanna's going to have grandparenting, me and Miriam and Bob and I think Shannon and Joe and the baby, maybe Devin and Jaime, I'm not sure, for lunch. So that, well, it's, it, you
a
know.
A grandparent day?
Well, it's going to be us and the grandparents. She calls it grandparent lunch. No, she's calling it grandparent lunch, which is a good idea. It's going to get us out there.
Okay.
You know, seeing a few people at a time, not everybody, but. Everybody, I think they'll have, everybody will have their shot by then.
Very good.
Which is, I haven't seen Joanne, I haven't been to Joanne's house in a while because of all this craziness with this vaccine. And so that's it. And then when, something else, I got doctor's appointments, so that's nothing. Got two appointments. And then what else I have? I just have to get some birthday cards out.
Big doings in April.
There is, there's Brookie. There's Vinny, Taylor's husband. There's Kyle and Christopher.
My gosh, that is a lot of people.
There's a lot of people there. And then, of course, next month is your father's. April, May. This is for you. And they're going to have Marco's birthday party. Well, they're going to have a kids' party the 7th and then an adult party, I think, the 15th. Which, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot to you, but when you've been in so long and you want to be around people, it's exciting.
They're going to have an adult party, but who are they going to invite?
I think your mother, your father, I think maybe you girls, I'm not sure, myself, Joanne Coletta, I guess, her other side of the family. I think maybe, I don't even know. You and Olivia might be, and Vinny might be, not Vinny, Louie. It's all according to, I don't know what the invitation, she's going to send out invitations.
Okay.
Well, she said a family. One is a kid's party, one is a family party. In Aunt Joanne's house.
Well, I'm occupied on May 15th.
Oh, are you? Where are you going?
I have a wedding.
All right. So this is all right. This is good.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Whose wedding is it now?
Marina's.
Oh, finally, the girl's getting married.
I know, finally.
Are you still in the bridal party?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you got the dress?
Yeah.
All right, what color?
Forest green, hunter green,
dark green. Oh, you have it home and it fits you and everything good?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, good.
Very retro. It has big puffy sleeves.
All right.
Well, not big puffy sleeves, but puffy sleeves. Oh. And it's... not full length. It's like goes to halfway down your calf.
I think it's called T-length.
I think they call it midi these days.
Oh, all right. Different. Okay. Same thing. All right.
Yes. I just have to decide on a hairstyle. Actually, she texted me today. I need to decide on a hairstyle. So.
Oh. Just about that. And Louie's invited, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So where is it? Washington? No.
Connecticut.
Oh, good. You don't have to fly. You could just drive.
No, it's actually like only an hour drive.
All right. And now when is it? On the Saturday?
Yeah.
So you're going to leave on Friday?
Well, yeah, I guess I have to find out about the, if there's a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, that has to be on Friday.
So
maybe Thursday, if I have to leave.
We'll probably go Friday, though, because you have to get ready, like, really early. You know, when you're in the bridal party.
I have to get ready, yeah.
You have to be there at, like, 7 in the morning.
Well, if you have a rehearsal dinner, you have to get to the church about 5 o'clock. They usually have it at, if it's a church wedding, I don't know. Or whatever kind of wedding, she still has to have some kind of rehearsal.
No, I mean that, like, the, when you're in the bridal party and get ready that day for the wedding. You have to be there like 7 in the morning. Like, I'm not going to go up early in the morning.
No, you're
going
to go Friday because you have to go Friday.
Yeah, you have to go
Friday. She might have a rehearsal dinner even. Who knows?
Yeah, I have to find out. Then I have to book the hotel. So excited.
Do you, you know who she's marrying? I mean, do you know the fella?
Yeah.
Who is he? I mean, I don't know if
I've only met him like a few times.
Yeah, but I figured I don't know if he was new or...
Well... No, I mean, I think they've been together 3 or 4 years.
But she met him in Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't know him, like, know him. You just met him a few times.
Yeah, I met him a few times.
Good. All right. And then, of course, we got, let's see, and we got the, I'm going to Florida. So that's exciting.
Oh, yes, Florida.
And you're going to go, I think you're coming to Florida for the shower.
Yes, I am.
We're going to get an invitation soon.
Oh, how exciting.
And so
many events.
Well, it's opening up.
Yes. And I have a birthday party this weekend, not for myself. So
well, it's not your own. I know when your birthday is. That could be for yourself.
Selling the people. My birthday's in August. If anybody wants to send me anything.
Well, what are you talking about? You're having a birthday, but not for yourself.
I mean, I said I have a birthday party.
Oh, I thought
saying that I'm going to one.
Yes.
Well, it's not really a party, but it's a birthday.
Whose is it? Who is it?
Louie's friend.
Oh, okay. So Louie's going with you.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't be going there by myself. I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
People like me. What can I say?
Who knows?
They think I'm funny.
That's right. You never know what's going to happen. So anyway, all that's going to happen, and then we're going to go to the shower, and that's going to be good. So a lot of things are happening, and a lot of things are opening up, thank God. Oh, Mother said, who the hell knows? Who's going to want me? I don't know. Got 4 kids, but you never know who's going to really want you over.
usually my mom.
Exactly. I'll probably be there for Easter, too.
Listen, I'm not in charge.
Okay, that's all right. That's, what are you going to do?
I don't make the plans.
No, I don't either, honey.
I just show up.
I just follow.
And usually get in trouble.
Well, I don't get in trouble except when I talk too much. You know, if I say the wrong thing, which I don't even know what I say wrong.
Mommy's always yelling at me.
She's always yelling at me, too. Didn't you hear her in the restaurant? I asked Olivia something, and she said, look, she wants a moment. Okay. Well, what if I want a moment?
You don't say anything when Olivia's upset. It's like, oh, she's upset.
Well, it was dark. I didn't know what was going on.
I have no idea.
But Christopher's good. He's happy. How was your thing in Connecticut? No water. They're trying to figure out the water.
Okay. Well, Livy's birthday weekend, my sister, was fun. There was a few hiccups. You know, the water didn't, there was none in the house. So, you know, like you need that for like dishes, like
hygiene purposes.
You know, like washing your hands, you know. Like, we're supposed to wash them more these days. You know, it wasn't really possible. I couldn't even find any hand sanitizer in the house. It was a disaster. And, you know, no showers, no washing dishes. It was a nightmare.
It was
a little bit. I did get a shower. I did get one shower in. But nevertheless, we had fun. We went to a winery.
It was like being in the log cabin.
It was very rustic. It really made the rustic vibes.
Listen, talk about that, but listen to me. When I was a young girl, this was vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember what I'm saying. I went with my girlfriend. Her family had a home in the Catskills, lovely house. Well, when they put the little chamber potty outside my bedroom door, I'm saying, "What's that for?" I said, "That's because we had an outhouse." We didn't have plumbing in the house. So in the middle of the night, I wasn't going to use the chamber pot because I wasn't used to that. I walked with the flashlight into the woods so that I could go to the outhouse. Do you know, if I were to do that today, I'd be scared there was a snake, a mouse.
Yeah, hello.
I was young and I went.
You didn't just go in the potty they put inside.
No.
I would go in the potty they put inside.
No, who knew what the heck? I thought they were going to cook with it. I don't know what it was.
Well,
it was a ceramic potty.
You go in the inside.
They probably, that I was a guest with my girlfriend. This was her mother's house and her house. She didn't bother to tell me anything like this. You know,
well,
I didn't,
she definitely should have.
But I would have went out. I would have
needed to be explained.
I would have went to the outhouse anyway. I wouldn't have been able to pee in that pot.
That is awful. And never.
So then we get up in the morning. Now we're going to get washed. Remember I said there's no plumbing. They had this wooden stand. And they had these metal basins.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you went to wash yourself, your face, and your hands.
In a basin.
In a little basin. Cold, it was outside. It was filled up and it was outside. So the water was not warm.
Wait, but it was fresh water? From where?
Yeah, they had a well. They had a well.
Okay, so you go there. Where do you shower?
Well, I didn't shower. I don't know where we showered. I think we showered at the pool. I'm not sure where we showered.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure where we showered.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
And we walked in on his aunt, which she thought we were all at the pool. And the aunt was in the kitchen getting washed. Now, you could have seen what a shock that was.
Getting washed?
Yeah, she couldn't get naked outside to get washed, so she was inside trying to wash all the parts that weren't showing.
Oh, my God.
It was like, oh. Almost had nightmares.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know you girls would be back so soon from the pool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Exactly what happened.
How scarring.
So that was, you think that was bad. This was like vacation. We were on vacation.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Then when we went to my aunt's house, she had another. We need water for the dishes. Okay, here, honey. Take this and go pump the well. We had to pump the well to get the water into the
pan.
Oh,
my God.
So, you know what? You didn't have it so bad.
Jesus, that was like us. But we couldn't get to the well because the pump was broken.
Ah.
The well that's supposed to put the water into the house.
Yeah.
I really don't know how a well works.
Well, this well was, you pumped it like this.
I live on Long Island.
You pumped it like this.
Yeah, there's a pump.
But this was a hand pump, not a...
Yeah,
mechanical,
I know.
Pump.
But our mechanical pump was broken. Yeah. So, you know, if it was a hand
pump,
maybe it would work.
But, I mean, at the time, we did not know we weren't having a very good time. And when we went to the movies, it was 5 cents. You had to walk in the dark, sit in the auditorium, watch the movies, have a 5 cents bag of candy, and then go home in the dark, walk home. We thought we were having a grand old time.
Wow.
So, see, everything is different.
Everything is different.
But then my aunt did get a bathroom, plumbing in the house. So a couple of years later, we had plumbing. So that was good.
Oh, very good.
But I'm telling you, people, things were different. Well, I guess that was 1940. 1948. Maybe 1946, 1947. Something like that.
Crazy.
But, as you said, her birthday was a good time. We did have a good time doing whatever the hell it was we were doing. I mean, when you pull it up, it was a beautiful big house. Gorgeous.
And then you had to pump your own water, and then you had second guesses.
Well, I had to wash you had to wash in the cold outside your hands and face when you woke up and brush your teeth. I mean, that was like, where's the bathroom?
Bathroom, where's the running water?
Yes.
Did they have towels?
Yeah.
Did they have
toilet paper? Not cozy towels like we have.
Ugh.
Not the fluffy ones.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, they had it in the bathroom. Yeah, we didn't have to use newspapers.
Thank goodness. So then how do you get rid of the waste in the
It goes in a hole. They dig a hole and it goes down the hole or something.
That's where it goes? It just goes down?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they throw something on it to dissolve it. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't involved. I was never going to get one of those things. I don't know. Oh, I was going to go home to my house and have my mother's house.
Oh, God, how terrible.
No, it wasn't. We had fun. We didn't know it was terrible.
Yeah, I never experienced something like that. I went camping like twice and no, not a fan.
Yeah. No, we might have been poor, but we didn't know we were poor. Everybody was poor. So nobody knew anybody was poor.
I wish that life was still like that.
Yeah, well, we just... You didn't want the, you know, you had what you had and you were happy with what you had. You got an ice cream once in a while. You were so thrilled. The walkaway sundae with a little scoop of white ice cream in a pleated cup with a little bit of chocolate syrup and a cherry, and it was called the walkaway sundae.
Walkaway sundae?
Yeah, because it was in a little cup and you walked away with it.
Oh.
It had the chocolate syrup.
That sounds good.
And it had the cherry on top.
That sounds delicious. I want one.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Those are the little things that made everybody happy.
Aw.
But, you know, everybody was in the same boat.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, nobody had the designer jeans and the designer sweaters and everything. You just had what you had.
Just have what you have. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful, beautiful sentiment.
Well, I lived through it. I grew up. I'm successful with my life.
Yeah, and it all started in an outhouse.
Well, I don't think I conceived in an outhouse, exactly. I might have been in a bedroom.
I hope so. Wow.
But nowadays, many people do go in the outhouse. I don't know.
Do you think, like, people who are conceived in, like, porta-potties, like, live, like, a crappy life?
They're
conceived around crap?
No. No, I don't. I think I don't know how many people. I don't know who would want to do that, but no.
Very romantic.
Obviously the person who did it must have thought so. Well, what about these airplane though? Well, they say it.
It's not as disgusting as a porta potty, but yes,
I think it's disgusting in an airplane. There's no room even.
Yes, people do fornicate in the airplane.
Yeah. So. I mean.
Yeah. Very very tight.
That's almost the same as a, I mean, it's sanitized a little bit, but it's almost the same as an outhouse.
Definitely,
I mean,
really. A little bit more sanitized.
Yeah, but.
Definitely smaller, though.
Yeah, but so people, if they do it in there, what does that make them? The kid's going to grow up with a toilet paper in his head? No.
No, he's going to grow up and he's going to, like.
Want to fly the plane.
Maybe he'll, like, love, maybe he would love flying.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so tell me about you. Enough about me.
Nothing really. The birthday weekend, went to the winery. We went to a restaurant that was very, very local. They did not like us. They actually hated us.
Why?
Because we were, I don't know, they thought we were annoying. We weren't locals.
So what?
Yeah, but it's like one of those places that's very like woodsy. So like,
you want it too fancy?
Rustic. No. It's just very rustic looking. I feel like it's everybody that in there was like in sweatshirts and jeans, like, okay. Like and boots. Like it wasn't like we did not look like we belonged there. Like we were dressed nice.
Were you noisy?
No, not really. But we got there, and the lady was like, "Oh, it's gonna be like 45 minutes."
Okay.
And I was like, oh, is it okay if we get drinks and sit outside at those tables outside and wait? She's like, yeah. So okay. I ask, and the lady at the bar was like, no, you can't do that, like yelling at me. I'm like, yeah, I am aware of the COVID laws, like, but the other lady said we could, so that's the only reason I'm asking. And she's like, oh, okay, hold on. Then she comes back and she's like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, she told me it's gonna be 45 minutes. She's like, she's a liar.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be that long. She doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm like, okay, so it's not going to be that long? She's like, no. So then it was like 20 minutes. So it wasn't that long.
Right.
But I just, you know, I didn't want to be involved in, like, the staff drama, like, the snap Vanderpump rules.
Oh, God.
Like,
right.
I'm here to pay a check.
Right.
Get a burger.
And go home.
And go back.
Yeah.
Go home.
Right.
So we sat and we ate and it was actually really good, but the server didn't like us either. I asked her if the burger came with lettuce and tomato and onion.
So wasn't it?
Like a normal question, right? Didn't say it on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just assume a burger's gonna come.
So what'd she say?
She was like, Yeah, it comes on the side and you can put on as much as you want. Okay. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You could have just said, yeah, like, I was just so, the tone. I didn't appreciate the tone.
Right.
She probably spent the night at the
restaurant.
AJ's.
Oh, you've been there before, but haven't you?
No.
Oh, maybe mommy has.
Daddy has gone by himself.
Oh. He's up there a lot.
Well, yes. He's obsessed with Connecticut.
Well, how do you feel? Everything's coming along good up there?
Yeah, everything's nice.
No, I mean, all the repairs they're doing or whatever.
They're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Good.
Moving and grooving.
Your bed was done.
Yes. My good. Bedroom is good.
Did Louis like it?
Yeah.
Good.
He actually loved it. He was actually obsessed with the architecture of the house. It was so funny.
Really? That's good.
Yes. Yes, he loved it. Yeah, we had a good time when we went. So, yeah, everything's good up in Connecticut.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm supposed to get up there. She said, I don't know. She said April 10th, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know anymore. But I don't think she's going to have a couch.
No. So, the couch will be like months.
Mm.
That's my guess. Everything takes so long because of COVID. Like, if you need to order anything for your house, like, it's not, you just don't do it.
Right. All right. So that's, but it's coming, you like it up there.
Yeah.
You'll spend probably a lot of the summer up there.
Most likely.
You know, I'm sure. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to miss it for sure. I got one in Montauk and one in Connecticut. Nobody over here.
You have a son.
Well, he works most of the time.
So do your other, so does mommy.
I know she
has a full-time job.
But somehow she makes time for me.
Because she's nice.
Exactly. She makes time.
Yeah, she doesn't have it.
But they'll all be away. I mean, you know. Oh, it's going to be a sad summer.
Grandma, that's so negative. You have to be positive.
I am going to be soon. I'm getting there. It's going to take me a while.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, I don't know about Montauk because I don't know what's going on up there anymore.
Well, don't think about that. Just think about happy things.
Yeah.
The spring is here. It's getting warmer out.
Yes.
And I just got to be positive, you know? Like, oh. I've been feeling very depressed this week, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently. We're having a clash. The universe is having a clash, and Mars and Mercury. Yeah.
Mars, oh, the universe. I just said the universe. Authority. Okay.
Not
yeah.
The universe. The universe. We're having a clash. Mars and Mercury are clashing into each other, which is causing a lot of people to feel very emotional and very unsettled.
You're probably right.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's why maybe I'm feeling like this.
Yes, it probably is.
I can't get going.
Exactly. That's how I feel. And then I saw my friend Raquel yesterday, and then she told me this, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And she said that her grandma is in the hospital, and I was like, what's wrong with your grandma? Is she okay? She's like, I just think she's, like, having an emotional attack.
Oh, well, I don't want to be in the hospital.
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, the universe. Like, haven't you heard? Like,
I think
she's just emotional because of the universe, and that's why she's in the hospital. I'm like, you know, honestly, it could be because I'm ready to go.
The hospital?
Yes, my emotions are just too much. I cannot handle it.
Let me smack you.
I cannot handle it.
So what are you up to tonight that you have plans?
Going to Louis.
Oh, okay. What's he making?
I don't know.
Oh, nothing, probably.
Probably, like, Trader Joe's food.
I don't know what Trader Joe has.
I don't know, like, something from Trader Joe's. He loves Trader Joe's.
But to get in, it's such a long line to get in.
Trader Joe's. It's the worst. You gotta go at the right time.
I can't wait on a line like that to go buy food that I don't know what I want. Unless I wanted something particular.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe. But if I were just to go to Trader Joe's just to look and see what they have or what I want, I don't think I would do it.
No. But yeah, you have to go there with a plan.
Yeah. What you're looking for.
Yeah, can't just go there and lollygag.
No. So, what are you going to do? Whatever. So you eat whatever. Well, he knows it. Is he a vegetarian? No.
No.
So will he get you something that you can eat?
Well, we always eat the same thing.
Well, what is it?
Like, he'll just buy something that we can both eat.
Oh, like he'll eat a vegetable thing?
Yeah. He's very supportive.
Well, you're used to it
now. He's not going to, like, make me meat.
No, but, I mean, you're used to it now, like, what you can eat and everything.
Well, yeah, it's been, like, so long.
Yeah, it's not the start of it where you have to think about it. I got a picture of Brookie. Oh, my God. Aunt Suzanne sent me a picture of Brookie being pregnant. Oh, my God. She looks so cute. All she has is a pot belly.
Aw.
Did you see the picture?
No.
Oh, let me see if I can. I think Mommy said she got it, too.
Okay, quick pause.
Oh my goodness. She's so cute looking. I had to get it first.
Okay, we have to find the picture.
I gotta find the picture. Oh, I think it was Suzanne who sent it to me. I had the wrong kid in there. Ring.
A nice rainy afternoon. Oh my gosh.
Is that cute?
Aw.
Her little belly.
Aw, how cute.
It's not like in her face or anything. It's only a tummy. Well, I mean, some people get like, you know.
Oh, yes, to gain weight when you're pregnant. The worst thing in the world.
Well, because you get it all over, but she looks pretty good. So I'm excited about the shower.
Yes.
I can't tell you who's coming because who knows, maybe Brooke can be listening to this. I can't say what we're having because who knows, Benjamin wants to be surprised.
Okay, everybody keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm. All the secrets in the world.
Oh, my God.
Who knows what's going to be? What's going to be is going to be.
The secrets.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it... That's
well, how, I know what she's having.
I do, too. But we can't talk about it. Our lips are sealed. So they got a lot of plans for me when I get to Florida. We'll see what turns out.
Oh, surprises?
Well, no. They say they want us to go. They want to take me to Ben's restaurant, Benjamin's restaurant that he's working. And they want to go to this other restaurant that has like music and dancing. I don't know who I'm going to dance with, the broom.
Okay, music and dancing.
And then there's another place that has. She may want to go to where Brooklyn used to work in Boca Grande, whatever it was. And then where else? There was a few other places. You know, then we're going to go to Kyle's house. And Carrie's, visit them. And then I'm going to take Connor and Alyssa to pick out an engagement gift, which I told them I'd buy them flatware, you know. So I have to remember to get the bye-bye coupons.
Gosh.
And Brookie to go shopping for something for her baby. Oh, and Grace may, who knows? Grace may be graduating. The week I'm there, it's her graduation. That's if she graduates.
Oh my gosh, so much going on.
I have no idea.
With our family.
Yes.
Cannot keep up.
Nope, it's a big family. And it's, I had Marco FaceTime me. Grandma Betty. He FaceTimed me today with Devin in the background.
Oh my gosh.
She loves her apartment. She's getting all her furniture in there, you know, like a couch, and she has a chair, a couch, a lamp. You know, this is the first time like they've had their own furniture.
Very nice.
And Jaime just started a new job Monday.
This is the update. This is the update. We're going through it.
Yeah, that's what's
who else? Who else?
That's what's different.
Who else?
Well, Olivia's got a new job.
Yes.
This is what's going on with this large family that we have.
What about me? Any updates for me?
No, you're not doing much different. What else are you doing? Going to the wedding?
Yeah, that's it. Just no other updates.
I don't know any others. How did you have a nice time with Louis? You were in the bar a while before we got there.
Yes, well, you know, we were supposed to have dinner at 6:15.
I know,
we got there at 6.
But Olivia wasn't home until 6:30.
Oh my gosh. Well, yes, we had a nice time.
Chatting?
Yes.
good.
And drinking, chatting and drinking.
And you had some appetizers, didn't you?
Yeah, we had some calamari.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And what else update do you have? Let me think. What else?
No, I was kidding. I have no update.
What do you do? You're going to a birthday party.
Oh, yes, my new birthday party.
Then you're going to go to the wedding.
Going to the wedding.
So that's two good things. And then you're going to go to Florida with us.
Yes.
So that's all good. And you're going to get a check from Biden for $1,400.
I got that already.
All right.
Biden has paid me for my citizenship.
Exactly. I didn't get mine yet. You always get yours before me.
Yeah, I always get mine pretty early. I don't know why. I'm special.
Probably.
They know I need it. This poor spinster, single in her late 20s.
I don't think you're considered a spinster yet.
Yes, I am.
Because you have Louie.
No, I have Louie, but I'm not, legally tied. I am single on paper.
You're emotionally tied.
Yes, of course. But I'm just saying, on paper, I'm a spinster.
Is that 27, 26? That's when you're a spinster? I thought it had to be 38 or
back
something.
In the day, you know that was being a spinster.
Oh, my God.
You know that. Mm-hmm. What, your time?
Well, I don't know what I am.
No. When you were younger, 26 and single, that was how can you, you can't find a man?
All right. And when you were 19 and you got married, they want to know why you couldn't have a baby. Give me a break.
What, if you're married 1 year and you're not pregnant yet? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Why? Why can't you just chill?
Why can't they? They were old biddies.
I'm not trying to have a baby right away when I get married.
They're like old biddies. They mind their business.
Why, I would... me so annoyed if somebody asked me that.
Well, today's day and age, they wouldn't. But years ago,
they might.
When I was just, they did.
They might say that. People already ask me, when are you getting engaged?
Oh, well, yeah.
You asked me that, Grandma.
I thought you said. Well, I'm not anybody, honey. I'm your grandmother. I'm not anybody.
Well, actually, Louie's family does ask me.
I'm not anybody. I just answered just to see whatever, but. The babies are a different story. I don't know. When you have one, you have one.
Well, yeah. Not right now.
Well, there's so many ways now to not to have a baby. Years ago, people didn't really use all that stuff.
Yes, abstinence.
Yes, they did that. They did with the church. What the hell was it? I don't know. I forget what they call it. Was it rhythm? What was it called?
That's what the church would call it.
Something the church would call it that you have to when you I don't want to talk about it on the thing, but there was a certain time that you shouldn't, and that's what you were practicing.
That's what the church told you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of what it was called, but it was called something.
Yeah, it's the rhythm method.
Maybe that's what it was called. I don't know. I never did it.
That
so
just
I don't
means
know.
That.
I never did it, so I don't know.
Well, it just means that you shouldn't, if you don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex when you're ovulating.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really
That's not foolproof.
That's not foolproof in any way.
Listen to me.
It's literally the stupidest thing you could do if you really don't want to get pregnant.
Listen to me.
The church said that?
Yes. There are many ways that people try to not get pregnant that are not foolproof.
But not really. There is ways
nowadays
that work.
Nowadays.
Hopefully.
Yes. Yes, they didn't. There was many ways people did whatever they did, and they weren't foolproof.
No.
So.
Well, people still use those ways.
Yeah, but they're still not foolproof.
No, they're not. But also, there's, a group of people who, are I don't want to get pregnant, but, whatever. Those people should use those methods.
Well, if you don't want to get pregnant, you should make sure you have a foolproof method.
Well, yeah, of course. You shouldn't just, go half into it.
No.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
Years ago, people didn't do that. But anyway, everything has changed, so that's good.
The church be spilling some lies.
Well, the church is still practicing the rhythm system. They still believe in it.
The church be spilling some lies.
Well, you know, obviously it doesn't work, but who knows? Whatever floats anybody's boat.
Okay. But, like, why is that? Is that because they think birth control is, like, not godly?
It's against the law. It's against the church law. I don't know
why.
I don't know exactly why it's against the church law. Let me think a minute. Well, you're not supposed to have sex, I guess, unless you want to have a child. I'm not sure. That's a lot of bull.
I guess that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but that's a lot of... That's not going to work.
Yeah, obviously. Bullshit.
But you know what? Everybody's happy. Everybody's doing what they do when they're happy about it. It's good.
Everybody's happy.
Yes. Except the poor kids who are very, very young, who don't know what the hell they're doing anymore because they're so young. And they haven't had the right upbringing. Well, maybe they have, but they just get caught unaware.
What, like teenagers who get pregnant?
Yeah, like,
oh, well, yeah, that's not,
you know,
great.
That's not like they're not really brought up that way, but they just lose themselves somehow, I guess.
Yeah, like 16, and pregnant.
Yeah.
The people on there are just like, oh, yeah. And, you know, like, I guess, like, having sex could, like, lead to getting pregnant, so here I am. It's like, yeah, why don't people teach people in school?
They should.
They don't, like, they do, but, like, not really. And
not
a lot
enough.
Of schools don't. Like, a lot of people...
They don't teach enough of it.
Yeah, a lot of schools don't at all because they're religious.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of parts of the country that are super, super Christian.
You know what movie I loved? And I don't know. If you never watch it, you should watch it. It's so nice. A Juno. Yeah. No, I mean, she was wrong. She did get pregnant. She, you know... But she was giving it a mature attitude about what she wanted.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't being foolish about it. I mean,
well, yeah, she
knew
she
did
wrong.
She was
giving it up for adoption.
But she wanted the right person.
Right. That's, yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. I loved that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very heartwarming to me.
That was a good movie.
And then at the end, she's singing with her boyfriend with the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, she knew she made a mistake, but she did the best of it. I'm not saying that anybody should go get pregnant and do that. Don't get me wrong. But it was, you know, heartwarming.
Yeah.
I thought. You know, and they gave her support, her mother and her father.
Yeah, I don't really remember the movie, but...
Well, it was a good... And the mother and father did support her. You know, her stepmother, I should say. It was her stepmother and her father.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but they did support her, and... Which I thought was, which is what they should have done. I mean, you know, this way she could make the right decision.
Yeah.
On whatever it was she was. So now the book, back to my book club.
Okay. Hard Left.
It's, Time for Mercy by, I told you that. Did you read anything good lately? Oh my God, I've been reading so many good books. Oh my God.
So not reading, like. So
I'm not
reading.
I've read so many good books. I read The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. That was good. I read, well, of course, Cry for Mercy was good. The Law of the Innocents, that was by Michael Connelly. That was the guy. I don't know if you saw that movie, Lincoln.
No, I have not.
You haven't? Oh, my God. It was about the lawyer who, his office was his Lincoln, his car.
Mm-mm, no, I haven't seen it.
That was a long time ago. How come you didn't see it? Didn't you go to the movies like 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah, I've been.
Oh, but you didn't see anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I've been reading all of these books. And what did I just finish? Oh, yeah, I just finished reading this book by Daniel Steele. Glitter and Something. Oh, my God, it was good. I couldn't put it down. Well, soon I will.
Yeah.
Yesterday I took a walk for a mile, and I did my bike. Today I just did my bike.
Oh, what cool! Oh, I'm getting a call. Oh, hello.
Oh, Sue.
Oh my God.
Hi, Sue. Hi, honey. Did you get my text?
No.
Oh,
I got a phone call. You know, a
yeah,
message.
But I put on a text. But you know, my text was green, and when it's green, I don't know if anybody gets it.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't get
anyway, it was just saying that we're going to have the book club May 1st,
okay.
11 o'clock.
Wonderful.
I asked you to ask Jeannie, and to see if it was okay with you. And it's the book that I told you, The Time for Mercy by John Greeson.
The Time for Mercy. Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to bring our own sandwiches.
Wonderful. Oh, good. How many are coming?
I think everybody except Grace.
Okay, good.
I think everybody else is coming except Grace.
And why is she not coming?
Because she's going, everyone's going to have the vaccine, but she's going to Jersey for a week, something with the timeshare she has, her and her cousin,
good.
Barbara.
No, I just wanted to make sure
that
she was okay.
Oh, no, she's fine, but she'd be coming home May 1st. She says, I can't make it then, but she's going to make the next one, which is going to be June 12th. So I said, okay, so thank God. I said, because I haven't seen you. I said, but I'm going to start it out because I don't know whose turn it is.
I can't remember anything. Okay.
All right.
That's a good deal. I'll let Jeannie know.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So if you get your message, that's what the message was. But I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know. My messages turn green for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, I don't know.
Me neither. All right. I'm doing a podcast with my granddaughter.
Oh, how nice.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. And that was the segment called Phone Calls with Grandma.
I tell you, they just call me at the most
opportune
time.
Oh my God, I'm hysterical.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Anybody out there who knows what's going on can text us or call us and let us know. Sometimes, you know, like the Texas is blue.
Yeah.
And delivered, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes when I text, it's green.
Okay. Yeah, that's a text message. The blue is an iMessage. You only iMessage with other people with an iPhone.
Well, anyway, this green message nobody gets.
When you send it out as a group message?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well.
And I don't know why. So I called
maybe people don't have their group texts on.
When I call 611, which is T-Mobile, they say you have to turn on the SAM or SAM.
SMS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they don't have that on. So when I gave it this long, big message, and it was green, and I couldn't get the green off, I cell phoned her, and I said, look, I sent you a text message. Let me know if you got it. And she said she didn't get it.
She must have her group messages off. That's what
I'm
saying.
But I didn't do a group message. I just did a single message to her.
But, like, just to her?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Because sometimes Joanne don't get them either.
That's weird. I don't know, Grandma. That's unfortunate.
I don't know either. So I when I saw it, and then I went on to send it in blue, but it wouldn't take.
Huh, weird.
So I said, okay, I don't think she's got this message that I'm sending. Something with cellular, or I don't know. When I talk to this guy, he says something with cellular, something with Wi-Fi. If they don't have Wi-Fi and you have Wi-Fi and they don't have it on, or the cellular and they don't have it on, or that. I said, listen, I'm so confused.
I'm so confused.
I said, when it's green, I know they don't get it unless I try to get it to turn blue. Look,
I don't know, Grandma.
I know a lot about the iPhones, but there's a lot I don't know about the iPhones with the technology.
That's for sure.
And
there's a lot I don't know either.
And I don't think I'm ever going to know.
No, probably not. Me either.
Because once I start to update, you know, they say you have to update your software, then they screw me up altogether.
Altogether.
Right now I'm on a 1-2, I have to do a Face ID that never does Face ID, never lets me go on. And then you have to hit the passcode. And every 5 minutes, I said, oy, oy, oy. So I'm going to get that off soon as I get to Florida.
All right. Well, this podcast is about to end soon because we can only record a certain amount of time on this thing I do.
Well, I hope it works.
For our new technology.
Well, I hope it works.
Me too. So, any last words?
Well, have a good day. Have a good, safe week.
good week, everybody.
Right.
We'll be back soon.
We will be back soon.
With updates on the family, because clearly everybody needs to know.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Or happy Hanukkah, maybe. Happy Ramada.
It's Passover that's soon. Coming this weekend. Hanukkah's in December.
Yeah. The Passover's coming soon.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.